5:16 PM. I'd like to call the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee to order. The date is July 19th at 5:15 PM. Mary, would you call a roll, please?
Sure. Legislator Berkey?
She's in the building.
Legislator DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Lapp?
Here.
Legislator Litz? Legislator Mayo?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez? Chairman Maloney?
Here. Legislator Litz, as everyone probably heard already, there was a collapse of a crane on the Tappan Zee Bridge today. All four lanes are blocked off, so her being here tonight is probably not going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Governor was there and said traffic's going to be...
Is anybody hurt?
No, no one was hurt.
Thank God.
I know.
I saw the pictures. It was some scene.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was the boom.
It's like a huge red crane across the whole bridge.
All the bridges. All right. We're here this evening for Resolution 327, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Computer Professionals International.
I'll move it.
All right. Is there any discussion?
Thank you, Sylvia, for the information.
You're welcome.
Thank you. One thing, Sylvia, before we vote, I would like to set up, if you could coordinate with Mary, to have our next meeting in August over at IS.
Oh, okay.
If you have a small conference room, we have it. What I would like to do is, it's an open house for you to just put together all of the services that are done in that building.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right. So just so you have the heads up on that. All right. Any further discussion? Carl Bofiglio, yes, welcome.
Yeah. Hi. As an IT professional myself, we use this consultant. It's an invaluable resource to the IT department of government, BOCES, of any organization that runs expensive equipment. You can't know everything. You can't be on the cutting edge of everything. And I looked at the services that you're contracting for, VMware, virtual machines, Citrix, Metaframe, presentation server, firewall issues. Not one person can grasp the entire enterprise of a network. One of the things about the fact that these contracts are often the same vendor is that it is best practices. You can't have a new vendor come into your network every year or every 2 years and have to reinvent the wheel. It's really a security issue. I know at BOCES we have the same contractor, and we have an open PO with that contractor. And I know that the county, the state comptroller just recently reported that although it's best practices to stick with the same contractor, they would like to see RFPs. I don't know if that's possible in this case. We don't pay the kind of salaries for IT people to have the knowledge that they need to move the infrastructure and the technology forward. So, I mean, I commend the Director of Information Services, you know, for having the foresight to get a contractor that knows what they're doing. It's not an easy thing to digest. I would like to add one more question, or one more statement, is that we never would have saw these contracts if the local law about the aggregate contracts in excess of $50,000 for the life of a contract was ever going to, so this is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's nice that we could see what you're spending the money on at first glance. I asked Vicki to give me all the contracts and all the amendments, and then when I saw, I was ready to chomp at the bit and say, wait a minute, this is a lot of money. Why are we doing this? But then I realized what the services are for, and it's an investment in technology. It doesn't pay a dividend, unfortunately. That's just the way technology is. That's the way IT is. But it's a necessary evil. So I can't vote on this resolution here, but I can vote on it tonight on the floor.
Very
and I urge
good.
You all to vote for it.
Thank you, Carl. Sure. Any other?
Yeah.
One thing, just everyone under Carl mentioned the VMware and the Citrix server, just as a note. The amount of money that, the consultants are being paid, just the taxable value of the county as of last week on a 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the rides on that server, was $16,325,000,000 and change. So put it all in perspective, you do not want that system going down. So, yes?
Just have a question about what's to prevent a provider over the years recognizing that they pretty much corner your market because of this, what you've described, to fix their prices in such a way that's just sort of boxed in?
If it becomes, you know, I would just say if it becomes too erroneous, then you can always go out for an RFP.
Sylvia, go ahead.
We don't go over the New York State contract prices. So that's kind of our threshold. So we keep our eye on that, and if it, you know, if people do start to get out of hand, then we would be an RFP. And when we did the RFP, we would also have to weigh, and there's a bunch of scales, we would have to weigh the institutional knowledge
right
in the whole scale, but it would prevent them from, you know, gouging us.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.